Page 92. Exercises 6 and 7. Listen to a radio program. In what order do you hear about the items? Then listen again and choose the correct answer.
Good morning, London. Welcome to Techno Talk. This morning, our guest is Kenneth Gray. He's got 4 new gadgets to show us. Good morning, Kenneth. I see the gadgets on the table, but I don't know what they are. Let's look at this gadget. It looks like a watch, but I don't think it's a watch. What is it?
It's a watch phone. A watch? A mobile phone, a camera, an MP3, and a video. It was developed by LG Electronics.
Wow! It's like something from a James Bond film. How much does it cost?
It's quite expensive. £500.
Oh, well, I guess I won't buy it just yet. What's this? I see pieces of glass on a metal base. Is it a picture frame?
Sorry, you won't see this in the living room, but you will see it in the kitchen.
What's it used for?
It's a glass toaster. It allows you to see the bread while it's getting brown.
A glass toaster. That's great. You'll never have burnt toast again. Who was it invented by?
This toaster was invented by a company called Inventables. They're developing a lot of interesting new products with glass, plastic and aluminium.
And what's this? I see 2 big wheels. I can't imagine what they're used for.
These big wheels are the latest in sports equipment. They're called chariot skates. They were designed by Australian inventor Michael Jenkins. You wear them like skates, but they're better than skates. You can ride chariot skates on the pavement, in a field, or on the ground.
Wow! So you can ride chariot skates anywhere. Can I buy these for my son's birthday?
Sorry, chariot skates aren't in the shops yet, but they will be in June.
What's this? It looks like a computer mouse.
This isn't a mouse. It's a hand warmer.
A hand warmer?
Yes. Sanyo have invented this new hand warmer to keep your hands warm on cold days. It's perfect for winter sports. You put them in your pockets and they can keep your hands warm for up to 4 hours.
Great! No more gloves for me! Well, thank you, Kenneth. Next week we'll be talking about...